the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And last season, it was the NFC least, as it was the most embarrassing division in all of professional tackle football. Nobody wanted to win games. Nobody really wanted the division title. It was an exercise in futility, Lundy, as we had a below 500 team, a 7-win team that ended up representing that division in the playoffs. But things are looking up. And the NFC East could regain its good name as the Dallas Cowboys made a ton of moves to bolster its defense this offseason. Philadelphia adding Devontae Smith via the draft, shoring up that wide receiver core needs a lot of help. No Carson Wentz, it's all Jalen Hurts now. And, you know, the New York Giants going in the right direction. And the Fighting Footballs, too, you could argue, had the best offseason of any team in the entirety of the NFL. So, right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, the odds of teams taking the crown in this division, Dallas at plus 125, the Fighting Footballs at plus 260, the G-Men at plus 350, and Philly's actually a long shot at 5-1. If you are stacking your chips, I know where I'm putting mine. It's on the favorite, and I love the fact that there's still plus odds. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Would you agree with me on that one, or are you going to go with more of a wild card? Are you watching the guy? Are you believing in the Fitz magic?
I always believe in the Fitz magic, first of all. Do not go against the Lorax, okay? Because
that's right.
He will make you pay. So, I'd be a little bit tempted to see if Washington can sneak up and maybe take the division themselves. But I agree with you. The stuff that Dallas did, trying to help out their defense, I just feel like that at plus odds is the best of the best for the NFC. And I still think it's going to be a little bit of the NFC least, Brad. We may have a winning record take the division in 2021. But I still think this is going to be one of the weaker divisions across the NFL.
9-8. We'll get the job done. We just want a team above 500. That's all we're asking.
That's all we need, man. Just don't be hosting a first-round playoff game with a losing record, because that sucks.
No, it's absolutely embarrassing, no doubt about it. And look, with Dak Prescott looking like he is going to be ready to rock on week one, and adding Parsons and Joseph of the draft to shore up that linebacker core and all the other investments in the secondary, yeah, I think Dallas is a team to beat. By the way, corner our buddy Mike Clay at ESPN, the Cowboys have the 11th easiest projected schedule for an NFL team this year. But I'm kind of with you. At plus 260, Washington, if you're looking for more of the long shot, could be worth a ticket. Look, if you want to get in on that NFL futures wager, if you want to get in on anything else related to NFL bets or also the NBA, the NHL playoffs, the whole shebang, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And DraftKings has got a special playoff offer available right now. Now, as a matter of fact, yeah, the NBA playoffs are underway, so are the NHL, but, you know, it's big stakes, it's bigger promotions, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $5 into $200. That's right, 40-1 odds in any basketball game. All you got to do is pick any team that is still in the hunt for the trophy, and if that team wins, you will receive $200 in free credits. That's right. Pick any team that is still in contention. Bet five buckaroos. And if that team wins you cash, you score $200 in free credits. All it takes to claim these 40-1 odds on the basketball team you're choosing is placing a $5 wager on that team and for that team to win. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $5 into $200 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you can claim $200 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Monday edition, let's hop to it with another rollout of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, the NHL playoffs well underway. Hey, congrats to the Avs breaking out the brooms. sweeping the St. Louis Blues 4-0 in that series. They've already marched on, but we still have other series yet to be decided, although the Bruins also have advanced on to the next round. So looking at the playoff slate tonight on the ice, what do you like?
Yeah, there's three more series that could end tonight, including the surprise that the Winnipeg Jets could sweep the Edmonton Oilers out if Winnipeg were to win tonight. And that is very much a surprise right there. But Tampa can close it out. Vegas can close it out as well. Let's start, though, on today's Fade 5 with the Battle of America's Wang as Tampa and Florida continue to do battle. And again, I mentioned the fact that Tampa can close it out. I'm actually going to stay away from the money line on this one, but I'm loving the over on the total goals at 6. These two teams in the first four games have had a total of 9, 4, 11, and 8 goals in their game. So obviously the 4 is the outlier, but I fully expect that they will eclipse this 6-goal mark tonight. Most of the time on these lines here that we have seen in the postseason, it is set at an over-under of 5.5. So the fact that this one is at 6, you can tell the odds makers at DK are expecting this one to be high scoring. And in truth, Florida's goaltending has been awful. That's actually what has them trailing 3-1 to Tampa to this point. And I don't think anything's going to change tonight, regardless of who is in net for Florida. So with this one, let's jump on the over and let's do it before it gets juiced up too much. Right now, as of tape time, over 6 goals is only at a minus 112. So let's look for the Lightning to strike and strike often tonight and get a high scoring game.
Oh, yes, sir. The angle of the dangle equals the heat of the meat. Bet the over!
Number 4.
Moving on in the NHL, let's discuss another series with stakes on the line. Lundy, what else you got?
Tied 2-2, the Islanders and the Penguins, and they will now head back to the Steel City for Game 5, that one tonight. And I'm going to go with Pittsburgh on the money line at a minus 141 as of tape time. So I know that's juiced up a little bit, but I'm willing to be able to pay that because I think Pittsburgh back at home is going to take this one and is going to take that 3-2 lead going up against the Islanders. Part of the reason why, only one goal combined between Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby. And I get Malkin coming off the injury, so I could see him not scoring. But the fact that Sid the Kid's only got one goal in this series, and it's all the way back in Game 1, I think it's time for them to break loose. And I think Pittsburgh breaks this deadlock of 2-2. And at home, the Penguins take that all-important pivotal Game 5, using all the sports cliches that I can put together. And we're going to see the Pens take out the Islanders. So take Pittsburgh on the money line.
Bet on the Pens and work those happy feet.
Number 3.
Moving on, let's talk a little NBA player propage. And Lundy, there's a lot of action I like tonight, in particular with the Nuggets and Blazers game. We're going to get to a wager in that tilt between those two teams here in a moment, but let's focus on the opening act tonight on the 2-game slate, and that is the Miami Heat taking on the Milwaukee Bucks game 2. Game 1 was a thriller, and these NBA playoffs have been fantastic. Oh my God, was the Garden rocking last night. Deafening. It was so wonderful to see Spike Lee, Tracy Morgan, Tracy Morgan doing the Cabbage Patch, and then he was depressed at the end of the game because Trae Young with the floater sank the Knicks in high drama fashion there. But man, it was just a deafening and a buzz that had enveloped the Garden last night. And I think, the same could be had tonight in this matchup between Miami and Milwaukee. And I'm going to focus on one of the megastars in this game, Jimmy Butler. Yeah, the Butler's going to do it all right in the rebounding category. I'm on the over 7.5 boards at a minus 114 juice available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Jimmy B went for 17, 10, and 8 in game 1. And focusing on the rebounding category exclusively, he has been over this 7.5 proposed total in 4 of his last 5 games in which he's registered at least 28 minutes played. According to the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool, this is the 8th best matchup for a small forward over the last 15 games in the NBA. And Milwaukee, middle of the pack in terms of opponents' rebounds per game allowed. So ultimately, I think Butler, this is going to be anywhere between 8 to 10 boards, similar to what he did in game 1 here in the end. A guy that doesn't mind getting his nose dirty there in the paint. So fade or follow Jimmy Butler over 7.5 rebounds against the Bucks.
I like this number because of the fact it's sitting at 7.5. I think this is easily attainable for him. You talked about the 10 in game one that he had. What you got to hope, depending upon what you decide you want to bet on tonight when it comes to Jimmy Butler. How about some scoring, Jimmy? 4 for 22 in game one was what he shot from the floor. Yikes, that was ugly. Otherwise, they probably would not have wound up losing that one in overtime had he actually been able to make some buckets. But on the boards, yes, he's okay with getting dirty. He'll get down there in the paint, and I think he's going to be fighting for every single one of those boards that he can get here in game two after them losing in overtime. So give me the over on Jimmy Butler to be able to clean the glass tonight.
Yeah, make some bucks with Butler.
Number two.
Stick with the NBA theme, and as promised, Blazers and Nuggets, I think, is going to be an absolute thriller in this second go-around as the Trailblazers handled the Nuggets with ease, dunked them in some barbecue sauce, and absolutely devoured them from start to finish. And I think Yusuf Nurkic, you know, this is a line that we featured on here before, and it's cashed for us multiple times. And I'm going to go back to that well because the waters have been so tasty and so good to us. And I'm going to focus on assists with him, not rebounds, not a double-double, though I do like the double-double prop at minus 148. Not points, but assists, yes, for the big man. And I'm going to take the over on that. And if the line is 3.5 at plus odds, plus 100 right now against Denver. Game one, well, he went over this total, 16, 12, and 5 dimes in that matchup. And Nurkic's last handful of games, last six, in fact, in which he has registered at least 21 minutes, he has gone over this number 5 times, and during the season, including this last matchup against the Nuggets, he has been over this in 2 of 3 games. Now, Denver is the 8th toughest matchup of the last 15 games for a center, according to the advanced DVP tool at FTNDaily.com, but Denver has given up a ton of assists this season, number 27 in the NBA, an opponent assists per game. So, in the end, Nurkic, 4, 5, maybe even 6 dimes, absolutely doable in this one at plus odds. Yeah, let's get seduced by that juice. Fade or follow, Lundy?
I will follow on this one, and this is going to be a fun series, although it could be a little painful for Nuggets fans because the way Portland played in game one, you know now that they've got the confidence because now they know they can do it not only in Denver, but obviously when they get back home to Portland, they can do it as well. So this could be a little painful for Nuggets fans and for a lot of folks vote for the MVP in Nikola Jokic. But Nurkic, yes, love the assist number here. Again, much like Jimmy Butler, I think this is a really attainable number, 3.5. I feel very confident about that one. He's sitting, Brad, with a 29.5 PRA, by the way. If you're feeling like you really want to dive into some of the stat lines, if you think he can do it from an assist standpoint, you know the boards are going to be there, for crying out loud. He's 6'11". So if you put all that together, if you're feeling confident about the A part of the PRA, which you are by taking the over, you also might want to dabble in that PRA number at 29.5 on Nurkic.
Yeah, Nurkic's not only tall, but he doesn't skip meals either. He is a wide body. Got to feed that beard, man. Got to feed that growth and feed your bank account with all things Nurkic.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. Let's work in a pitcher prop that might shock some people. You know, if you see the name Brandon Woodruff, and you might say, well, that's an automatic over on the strikeout prop, but I'm going to fade the Milwaukee Brewers starter tonight. I'm going to take the under 6.5 strikeouts on the road against the San Diego Padres at plus 120. Lundy, is this another one of those cases where I'm getting seduced by the juice and it's going to lead to nothing but destitution? Possibly, but you look at Woodruff. Yes, a lot of the evidence is pointing to the over here. 10.26 K per nine. That nasty trio pitches that he leans on, the fastball, the curveball, the slider, all plus, according to fan graphs and the sabermetrics tracked on that site. In his last 42 starts, the over on his strikeout prop has hit 63.4% of the time. He's got a high call plus swinging strike rate, and he's been over this proposed total in 5 starts. But here is the difference maker. San Diego this month, Lundy, second highest in terms of lowest K percentage in Major League Baseball. So they are number 2 in lowest K rate this month. They're making a lot of contact. They're not swinging and missing. Fernando Tatis Jr. and company have applied bat to ball, and I think this is going to be exactly 6 strikeouts for Brandon Woodruff tonight, and it's going to be cash money, baby, on that plus 120. Am I Looney Tunes? Fade or follow?
Well, you are. I mean, that regardless.
That goes
I was going to say, we could be talking about anything right now, and I'd probably agree with you on that point. You know what? I'll follow you on this one, maybe a little bit reluctantly, because you're right. This is a zig when everybody else is zagging. But you look back at the matchup that he had against San Diego back in April, and he finished with 7 Ks in that one over the course of 6 innings. So he finished just underneath that number, 4 Ks in his last outing against Kansas City. But again, the matchup against San Diego, they're getting bat on ball. Could be ground balls, could be fly balls, but they're at least not whiffing. And if that's the case, Woodruff's in trouble. So I'll follow you on this one, although, like I said, maybe a little reluctantly here on a Monday.
Yeah, and I don't blame you, but again, plus 120. That is a tractor beam that has sucked me in, hombre.
Yep,
what else
agreed.
What else has sucked you in terms of props, maybe some puck lines, anything else, and our another rousing edition of Bonus Time. What do you got?
Let's go with a couple of them here. First of all, on a money line, it's at minus 180, but I like Vegas to close things out with Minnesota tonight. They're the late game, 10:30 Eastern time. Puck drop, by the way, in Sin City there. But I like Vegas to be able to close out Minnesota and move on to that second round matchup against the Colorado Avalanche that we already talked about had swept St. Louis. I think they're ready for round two, and I think Vegas will be ready for round two after tonight as well. And a player prop for you. Let's go back to the game I was talking about all the way back at number four here on the Fade 5 for today, and that is Sidney Crosby. Anytime goal, plus 145. Again, he has scored one goal in this series. It was all the way back in game one. I think it's time for Sid to find the back of the net again, and at plus 145, I'll take an anytime goal.
All right, I'm going to work in another pitcher prop here, and I'll get you some more action in the NBA. Trevor Rogers, another one of my favorites. I have a small obsession, I think, with every single Miami Marlins starter that's out there, because all they do is post winners across the board, especially on overs on strikeout bets. And I think that's going to be the case tonight for Trevor Rogers on the 7.5K line. Also at plus odds, plus 115 against the Philadelphia Phillies, who have the highest K rate this month of any team in Major League Baseball at 28.6%. Not only that, but Phillies' success even poorer against Southpaws at a 31.3% K rate. Rogers has been over this number consistently three times this season. And Philadelphia, well, he struck out 8 against them in his last turn of the rotation on May 19th. So with Trevor Rogers, I think it's going to be cash money again in back-to-backs against the Phillies. Elsewhere, Dame Lillard, give me the over on 7.5 assists. A guy's got 41 dimes for Dame in 4 games against Denver this season, including 13 in game number 1. 7.5 at a minus 113 juice. Yeah, sign me up. And I'm going to take the under on Norman Powell of the Blazers on the PRA, 22.5. He has been under this number in 2 of 4 games against Denver. This is one of those teams, TYGs, as you call it, trust your gut. I think Powell's going to fall just short, something like maybe 19-20 on the points, rebounds, and assists combined. And that is a wrap on this Monday edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTN Daily, FTN Fantasy, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.